Dr. Finlay, Adventures of a Black Bag. Adapted from the stories of A.J. Cronin by Sue Rodwell and starring John Gordon Sinclair as Dr. Finlay. The day Dandini came to town.
You see, the trouble with Finlay was he didn't socialise enough with Leavenford folk. So when the pantomime came to town, it seemed a perfect opportunity for him to mix a bit more.
Did you see the advertisement, Doctor?
And what advertisement's that, Janet?
Of course, if I'd any idea of the anguish it would cause Finlay, I wouldn't have let Janet bully him into going.
There, look. Cinderella is coming to the Borough Hall for Hogmanay.
I didn't think that pantomime was the sort of thing that you'd enjoy.
Why ever not? I've as much of a sense of humour as the next person.
We have to find our entertainment where we can here, Finlay, however rough and ready. You should go along and see it.
Will you be going then, Dr. Cameron?
I will not. I can't stand the things.
Wake up, Letty. We're here.
I am awake, darling, unfortunately. Where is it we are?
Leavenford.
And is that where we're supposed to be?
Of course.
A miracle.
Harold only put us on the wrong train once. Be fair, Letty.
I don't feel fair, darling. I feel old and tired, and I wish to God this tour was over.
Oh, go on, Letty. Cheer up. What is it you always say? Another dump, another dollar.
Do I always say that? Then perhaps I deserve everything Leavenford is about to throw at me. Get my suitcase down, would you, darling? And we'll bravely sally forth.
Finlay, old man!
Oh, no.
Evening, doggy.
How are you, Finlay? You know my friend Jackson, don't you?
I do.
Doctor?
No doubt treated him for all sorts of unmentionable diseases.
No, doggy.
Only joking, old man.
Who's the world of journalism?
Oh, you know Leavenford. All funerals and flower shows.
Brandy and splash for you, Finlay?
I'm fine, thanks.
As you wish. Won't stop us. Jackson, get us two more, would you? Here's a good chap. Here's a quid.
Oh, right. Right, you are.
Well, Finlay, what do you think of all this excitement?
Excitement?
The panto.
That.
You're going, aren't you?
I am not.
But you must.
Don't think so.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's hardly sophisticated enough for the likes of you and me. But I've a friend who saw it in Paisley, Sister Scream. Says you can't tell Cinderella from the Ugly Sisters, and Dandini has to be seen to be believed. I'm going tonight. Come along. There's plenty of tickets left.
I won't, thank you, doggy.
Something more alluring waiting for you?
Evening surgery.
Quite right. You don't have to tell me.
I am telling you. It's evening surgery.
Of course it is, Finlay. Of course it is.
Why is a man called Doggy? Stupid nickname.
He sees himself as a bit of a dog, a young blood about town.
Young blood? Pasty-faced boy, more like. If he slaps me in the back and calls me old man once more, I wouldn't be responsible.
That's no bad in Doggy, really. He likes people to think he's a devil of a ladies' man, dangerous to know. But he's harmless enough, isn't he, Janet?
Doggy Lindsay suffers from a rich father and a doting mother and too much time in his hands. There's nothing wrong with him that an honest day's work wouldn't cure.
What's he done to put your back up, Finlay?
Ugh, he was going on about this pantomime. Trying to make out I'm some crotchety old stick in the mud because I won't go.
Well.
Yes, Janet?
Nothing at all, Doctor.
Now go on, what were you going to say?
Just that sometimes you can have too much of sitting at home with your books.
And my pipe and my slippers.
I didn't say that, Doctor.
I can enjoy myself as much as the next man.
I'm sure you can, Doctor. Each to his own. Well, I must be off if I'm to get to the hall in time. The curtain goes up in half an hour. You've a cold supper laid out in the dining room. I won't be back till late.
Janet thinks I'm dull, doesn't she?
Aye, man, she does.
Thank you, boys and girls. Hello, Cinders.
Oh, hello, Buttons.
I was coming to find you.
Were you?
Yes.
What's the house
Everyone
like?
Everyone is so excited.
Full. Right. You mean almost half empty? We must have got it from Greenock.
Oh, it's early days. It'll fill up as the week goes on.
Any sign of fruit or vegetables?
Let it get on that GQ.
Oh, God.
And that means you'll be invited too.
Hello, friends.
Hello, Dandini.
I couldn't hear that. Hello, friends.
Hello, Dandini.
Who
is this?
Oh, don't mind her. She's only a servant.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, she isn't. Is she, boys and girls? It's Cinderella, the Baron's youngest daughter.
Oh, Jackson, can you believe it? Look at that wall rattle. Oh, it's going to fall on Prince Charming any minute. If he, sorry, she, doesn't die of old age first.
Here is...
Go on, Cinders! You'll be better off with the broker's men!
Cinderella!
And Dandini! Can you believe Dandini?
Mr. Lindsay, I'd ask you to keep your voice down, please.
The church is over!
Hello there, Miss McPherson. Is Finley with you?
He is not.
You must tell him what he's missing. Isn't it a hoot?
I don't think I'd call it that.
It's the best thing since Bailey Nichols' wig fell into the font at Jimmy Ross's christening.
That was a long time ago and best forgotten.
Jackson, pass me the programme. I must see who plays Dandini.
Finley! Hey, Finley, slow down, old man.
Hello, doggy.
Have you seen it yet?
Seen what?
The panto.
No. Was it any good?
Good. My God, it's awful. It's rotten. It's terrible. It's tripe. For all that, Finley, old man, it's a scream. Have you seen Dandini?
I tell you, I haven't been near the hall.
Seriously, Finley, you must see Dandini. Before God, you must. She's it. The last word in Principal Boys. She's, well, you have to see her to believe her.
Is she attractive, then?
If an old cab horse in tights is attractive, she's a dream. 50 if she's a day. Dances like a ton of bricks. Sounds like, well, you must hear her for yourself.
And your tickets, you say?
I've got front row seats for every night of the show. It's a treat, Finley. Really, it is. Why not come along tonight?
Well, I've evening surgery.
Evening surgery again? Go on, Finley. Who's the lucky lady who's getting all this attention?
Oh, do shut up, doggy.
All right, old man. But I'll keep a seat for you, just in case your evening surgery isn't quite as attractive as you hope. Have you time for a quick brandy and splash?
No, I have my calls to finish.
Oh, right you are. I'll see you tonight.
Maybe you will.
There is going to be a ball at the palace.
A ball? Oh, I'd love to go. But I don't suppose I'll be invited.
I'm sure you will. Baron is sure to be too.
Finley,
well,
old man.
We'll have to wait and see.
Good to see you. Jackson, move up one. Come and sit by me, Finley.
Keep your voice down.
You're just in time for Dandini's grand entrance. It's a sight I don't. Here she comes.
Hey!
Whoop! Hello, friend.
Hello, Dandini!
Has anyone seen Prince Charming?
No, my lord.
Isn't she just as I said? Look at those legs.
Look at the stuffing in her plate.
Very sullen fellow.
Look at her eyes.
Her
eyes? Did you not notice them?
They
must have been very beautiful once.
Side of life.
You haven't taken a fancy to her. Friends, shut up, man. Jackson, I think the doctor's fallen for her. Tell you, keep your voice down.
Wait. She's going to try and dance again.
Philip, this is a treat. She can hardly move. Here she goes again.
A glass of water for the great Dandini.
Shh, quiet, man. Isn't she a scream? Isn't she the funniest thing you've ever seen?
No, doggy. She is not.
To most of the audience, Dandini's breathlessness, the flush on her sunken cheeks, her dry cough, were all part and parcel of a terrible performance. To Finley, there was something very much more.
And thank you, fairy godmother, wherever you are.
I'm here, Cinderella. Go now and be happy.
I will.
Encore! Will you sit down?
Aren't you glad you came, Finley?
I'd rather have been anywhere else on earth.
Oh, come on, man. It's a treat. And Miss Letty LeBrun's the great red cherry on top.
Can you not see that she's ill?
Ill? What do you mean?
Never mind.
Do you never stop being a doctor, Finley?
How do you get backstage in this place?
Backstage? Now that's an idea. We'll go backstage and congratulate Letty on a fine performance.
I need to speak to her alone.
Finley, I'm shocked. Aren't you shocked, Jackson?
I am, Doggy. I'm very shocked.
I'd have thought you had better taste.
Doggy, will you stop being such a damned fool?
Come on, Finley. We'll be stage door jollies. Isn't that what they're called? We'll declare our undying admiration for the very wonderful Miss Letty LeBrun.
That's it. It's over. I'm leaving.
My nerves can't take any more.
You always say that, darling.
As I mean it this time, I will not be laughed at.
It is a pantomime. They're supposed to laugh. It's just a pity they do it in all the wrong places.
That's probably the management come to chuck us out anyway.
Answer it, would you? I really don't think I've got the energy to move just now.
You are looking pretty ropey. What about seeing a doctor, like I said?
Perhaps I will.
Why? That's an ugly sister. What an honour to meet you.
Go to hell.
Which one are you? Semolina or Tapioca? One of them binds you, doesn't it? Which is it, Doctor? I think it's Semolina.
Shut up, doggies.
Get out of my way.
Let him through, boys. Now, what can I do for you?
Miss LeBrun, we've come round to compliment you on your superlative performance.
And who are you all? I can see your tremendous swells.
The name's Lindsay. My friends call me Doggy. My father's the provost.
Is he now, Mr. Lindsay?
He is.
Did I hear someone mention a doctor?
That'll be Finlay.
Miss LeBrun, I wanted a word with you in private.
Oh, doctor. It's so many years since an attractive young man has said that to me.
It's important.
I'm sure it is. But not tonight. Tonight, I want to bask in the glow of your admiration.
She knew fine they were trying to make a fool of her.
Was she as bad as they say?
Aye, pretty bad. But then the whole pantomime was awful. The chorus couldn't sing, the comedian got the jitters, but that's no excuse for Doggy's behaviour.
Doggy never needs an excuse to behave badly.
I'll not forget that woman's eyes. Big blue eyes. You should have seen the contempt in them every time the audience laughed at her.
I thought they were meant to laugh.
Ach, it wasn't that sort of laughter. Derision, more like. I could have strangled Doggy.
A call for you, Dr. Finlay. Could you go and see Miss Letty LeBrun at her lodgings?
Well, I'm damned. Do you want me to go, Finlay?
She was very insistent it should be Dr. Finlay.
Ach, I'll go. I've been expecting her call.
Come in. Doctor, thank you for calling on me in this god-awful place. I won't get up.
Miss LeBrun, I want to tell you how sorry I am for what happened last night.
Your two friends, you mean?
Well, they're no friends of mine. I should have shut Doggy up.
I'm perfectly capable of fighting my own battles, Doctor. Do you know you have the most penetrating eyes?
Miss LeBrun, please.
Last night in the dressing room, I'd swear you could see right through me, right into my lungs.
So you know?
That I've consumption. Of course I know.
Are you sure?
Quite sure. I was diagnosed 2 years ago.
Then what do you want from me?
I want you to tell me just how long I've got left to live. Don't look so worried. I don't want it to within an hour. Just let me know if it's weeks or months.
Well, get my stethoscope. And you say it was diagnosed 2 years ago?
Yes. But I'd already been ill for some time. I didn't go to the doctor because, well, I'm such a coward, darling.
I'll need to listen to your chest.
Is touring in these godforsaken places. Oh, sorry.
Don't apologise. I don't come from these parts. Are you coughing up blood?
Oh, yes.
If you could breathe as deeply as you can. And out. And again. In. And out. Right, thank you. What about night sweats?
I have every symptom on the list.
All right.
Well?
You need complete rest.
Doctor, you know it's much too late for that.
Yeah, we've got maybe 6 months. If you take things easy, it might be longer.
You mean give up the theatre when it's given me so much?
I mean it, Miss LeBrun.
Letty.
If you have complete rest...
I'll eke out my existence for just a little longer.
If you don't rest...
Go away, Doctor.
Letty.
I'll think about it. I promise.
It went hard with Finlay, having to stand by and watch someone slowly die, having no miracle to hand. I'd like to have told him it gets easier as the years go by, but it never does.
Finlay!
Good God. Do you lie in wait for me?
Sorry, old man.
You're always just there, doggy.
You're angry with me?
I know.
What have I done?
Well, you could have treated Miss LeBrun with a deal more respect the other night.
You think I upset her?
I'm sure of it.
Well, that's just where you're wrong, Doctor. I have an invitation from Miss Letty LeBrun to supper after the last night of Cinderella.
You've what?
Look, in black and white, or rather violet ink, Miss Letty LeBrun requests the pleasure of...
I don't believe this.
She's invited you as well, and Jackson.
What is she thinking?
Maybe she's going to seduce us all.
Is your mind ever on anything else?
Not really, old man. Ooh, can you imagine it? Being kissed by Dandini.
What's this all about?
It's an invitation. Can't you read my writing?
I thought I made you understand. You shouldn't still be acting in this...
farrago?
Well, you certainly shouldn't be going out to supper afterwards. You'll exhaust yourself.
I really think that's my business, Doctor.
What are you doing it for? Why on earth do you want to be inviting Doggy Lindsay out to supper?
You'll see, darling, if you come along.
Well, I've given you my professional advice.
I'll make you a promise. If you come to supper tonight, I'll be as good as gold for the rest of my life.
Well, how could I possibly say no to that?
This is a fine supper you've laid on for us, Letty.
Aye, it is indeed.
We must have some champagne. Would you open it for me, Doctor?
Well, I've not had much practice.
Just take off the wire and push the cork. The bubbles will...
No!
Do the rest! A toast to days past and days to come.
Days past and days to come.
So, you've dined at the Café Royal?
Many times.
What glamour?
It was very glamorous, just after the war.
That would be when you performed on the London stage.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I knew you must have been in, bigger pantos than this.
This is my first pantomime, Doggy.
Were you perhaps a classical actress?
No, I was a singer. Grand opera.
Opera?
Yes.
Oh, no, Doggy, grand opera.
I don't suppose you've ever been in an opera house in your life, Doggy.
I might have been.
No, of course, I wasn't known as Letty LeBrun then. It's a silly name. Just part of the pantomime. My real name is Grey. Letty Grey.
Letty Grey?
You know the name.
Means nothing to me.
I don't suppose it would, darling.
You... were the Letty Grey?
I still am. Somewhere inside.
I'm sure, if you say
no,
so.
No, Doggy, Letty Grey was famous. She was a great singer.
Oh, how would you know, Jackson?
Because I saw her, I heard her sing.
You?
I was no more than 9 or 10. She came to Edinburgh. My father took me to see her.
I'm glad there's at least one opera lover in Leavenford.
It wasn't the opera he loved. It was her.
What?
He'd seen her sing when he was a soldier. She'd gone over to France during the war. Sung to the troops in the trenches. Just before the armistice it was. Damned brave of her, my father said. He never forgot. You can't be Letty Grey.
I am, I promise you.
But you can't sing at all.
I haven't sung properly for years. Dr. Finlay could tell you why.
Finlay?
It's no business of yours.
But I've a mind to sing now.
No, you shouldn't, Letty.
Oh, please do.
And look, there's a piano.
Really, you mustn't do this.
You wouldn't say that if you knew the trouble I had getting someone to bring the piano up those stairs.
I mean, you mustn't sing. Your lungs aren't up to it.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket, Finlay.
I'm going to be Letty Grey just once more, darling, before it's too late. And before a very specially selected audience. Banks of Allan Water, when the sweet springtime did fall, was the mill's lovely daughter,
my God,
fairest of them all.
on the banks of Allan Water, when the winter snow fell fast, still was seen the miller's daughter, chilling blew the blast. But the miller's lovely daughter, both from cold and care, was free. On the banks of Allan Water, in a grave lay she.
Was marvellous. It was. I've never heard anything so wonderful.
You should sit down, Letty, and rest.
No. Just one more song, darling.
Seht ihr, Freunde, seht ihr's nicht, immer lichter.
What on earth? She's bleeding.
Get out of my way, man. Letty!
What's wrong?
Oh, it's hemorrhage. Help me get up to the sofa.
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed at that. I meant no harm.
Letty, can you hear me?
What's wrong with her?
She's dying.
Oh, my God, what can I do? I'd do anything.
We have to get her to the hospital. I'll bring my car round. You stay with her. Will you do that?
Of course I will.
Jackson, find a telephone. Let the hospital know they're coming.
Right. Oh, Letty. Letty, I'm so sorry. Don't die. Please. Don't die.
She was still unconscious when Finlay got her to the cottage hospital, but she got through the night, and in the morning she seemed a little stronger.
Where? Dr. Finlay.
It's all right, Letty.
Where am I? Looks like a garden.
There are flowers from Doggy. You're in hospital.
I've never seen so many daffodils. Oh, and red roses, too. My favourite. Where on earth did he get roses at this time of year?
I think Doggy knows a man who knows a man.
That sounds like Doggy. Thank him for me, would you?
Well, you can thank him yourself. He's waiting outside. He's been here all night.
You were right, darling. I shouldn't have sung, should I?
No, you shouldn't.
But I'm so glad I did.
Doggy, you can come in now. You can't stay long.
I know, man. Miss Grey, how are you feeling?
I have no pain. I thought there'd be pain.
Can I sit with her a while, please, Finlay?
Well, if she likes.
I do.
I'll leave you. Don't tire her, Doggy.
I swear I won't. Miss Grey?
Letty. Please. And I refuse to call you Doggy. What's your proper name?
James.
James.
I wanted to tell you I've never heard anything so beautiful as your singing.
I hope it was a fitting last performance.
Don't say that. You'll be fine in a couple of months. I mean to hear you at Covent Garden.
Dear James, sit with me while I go to sleep.
I will. I'll stay with you.
Thank you, darling.
In those last weeks, Letty had all she needed. Doggy saw to that. He paid for everything, and he took her flowers every day. Great masses of flowers.
This reminds me of the first night of Traviata. There were flowers all over the stage. David even threw me a rose from the royal box.
Tell me about your first performance in New York again.
I will. Tomorrow. But go home now. You must sleep or you'll be ill.
Maybe I should. You'll be wanting to get rid of me.
You know that's not true.
I'll be back before you wake. I promise.
She's rallied a little.
But she'll not recover.
No, there's no chance of that. It's as if Doggy's keeping her alive, as if he's willing her to stay with him.
Doctor, there's a message from the hospital.
Finlay, do you think Letty will like these tulips? I had the devil's own job finding them, but my
Doggy.
Man...
Letty died in the night.
No.
It was very peaceful.
Why didn't someone send for me? Why wasn't I with her?
It was quite sudden.
I should have stayed.
Man, you couldn't have done anything.
I hadn't made her sing.
You didn't make her. Nothing could make Letty do what she didn't want to. You know that well enough.
I think I do.
Doggy made all the arrangements for the funeral. It was very simple. There was no show about it. Nothing of the old Doggy Lindsay.
She was, of course, a wonderful singer. And before we say goodbye to Letty Gray, I want us to sing one last song for her.
On the banks of
It was a grand send-off for her.
It was.
I didn't know Doggy had such a fine voice.
Aye, there's a lot about Doggy that surprised me. And himself, I've no doubt.
Letty Gray lies buried under a fine marble stone in Leavenford Cemetery. Every week, Doggy lays flowers on her grave. He's lost his gush and his taste for brandy splashes. But these days, there's something more about him of the man.
In Dr. Finlay, Adventures of a Black Bag, Dr. Finlay was played by John Gordon Sinclair, Dr. Cameron by Brian Pettifer, and Janet by Katie Murphy. Letty LeBrun was played by Beverly Klein, Samuels by Sean Scott, Doggy by David Bannerman, and Jackson by David Tennant. The musical director was Nicholas Skilbeck. The Day Dandini Came to Town was dramatised by Sue Rodwell, with additional material by Michael Winter and Brian Parr, and produced in Bristol by Jeremy Howe.